We got two munchers on Front Street. Okay.
Hey, this could be a real neck to neck.
There are two dogs currently on Front Street, two dog teams currently on Front Street, that of your Lake Sith Olsom and Jake Berkowitz. Your is a rookie to the Iditarod. This is his first Iditarod Trail Sled Dog race. He's not new to racing, however. He's done races in Norway, where he is from.
They come.
Along with races in Russia.
People out in the street down there checking them out.
And throughout Alaska. Again, your Life Seth Olsom and Jake Berkowitz are racing to the finish line. Both teams are on Front Street at this point. I see two headlamps and two dog teams nearing the finish chute. There's a big Norwegian flag at the finish line. I take it you're cheering for your.
You are awesome. Woo!
Okay. And here the team comes.
Okay, time to back off.
Your team is coming in fine into the finish chute. They are in the chute, and Jake Berkowitz's team is right behind, coming in really fast.
No, I don't move.
Jake is just pushing it, but your is nearing the chute at this point. Jake's team is right behind it, right behind the sled, right at the sled. And the nose of yours, dog, lead dog, just crossed the finish line. Jake, right behind him. That was the closest finish scene that I've seen so far. Your Life Seth Olsom.
Right there.
Rookie of the year for the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Congratulations, Yor. Rookie of the year again.
Yes.
Seventh place for Yor Life Seth Olsom. And Jake Berkowitz comes in eighth, which is his highest finish in his Iditarod career. His highest finish so far was in 2011, when he placed in 31st. Last year, of course, he scratched just in Unalakleet. He congratulates his leader. Very happy with his team. He has the largest team so far that's finished the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. He's going down the line. Jake Berkowitz is going down the line of dogs, congratulating his teammates.
Good.
Jake Berkowitz finishes with 15 dogs, and they were running to the finish line tonight. That was a lot of fun to see. Of course, your Life Seth Olsom finished just ahead of him.
Yeah, that was a close one. It was fun.
Jake Berkowitz is all smiles at this point. Bib number 44 again finishes in eighth place. Congratulations! Good finish there.
That was a fun one.
Your dogs were just booking on the way to the finish line.
Yeah, my GPS read our top speed was 16 coming into here. So
you did what you wanted to do when you, with your goals, leaving White Mountain and just having a really strong team of 15 into Nome.
Yeah, we have a really strong team of 15, and you can see they're all happy and eating, and we had a lot of fun. We were running together a lot of the way. He passed me maybe a mile out. Basically, our one goal, we saw those lights coming from behind and clocked them at like 10 minutes behind us. And we just said we got to do whatever together to get over Cape Nome and get away from those guys. So we had a real good time out there.
Some good competition coming
in. Yeah, we just had fun. You know, I stopped out there and let him pass me, and he took off. I need to learn some Norwegian commands or something, because they took off like a bandit.
All right, this is your top finish so far. I think your top finish before was 31st position. You have to be pretty happy with where you stand today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm real happy. I mean, looking at the dogs right now, you can see they're all devouring their food and not too spent. And yeah, this was a fun race. Yeah, I'm real happy with how this all ended up tonight.
15 dogs at the finish line in Nome, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, 15 dogs loping down Front Street and not even a hesitation about going down. So I couldn't be more ecstatic right now. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That was a lot of fun to see.
Thank you very much.
Jake Berkowitz at the finish line in Nome with 15 dogs coming in eighth place in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. And just before him was your life, Seth Olsom. A lot of people are here to greet and cheer for the Norwegian.
Finish line, buddy. How you feeling right now?
Good. It's good to be here. Really nice room coming here. Beautiful sunny day. A lot of nice nature.
First Iditarod, man.
Yeah. Good job, rookie.
Thank you.
Your wife has a couple of nice pictures. I mean, your handle has a couple of nice pictures for you.
Yeah,
I want some booty.
Okay, you got a booty.
Yor, how were you able to pass Jake on the way over?
I don't know, I passed him before No Man's Land and then I just stayed in front of him.
Yeah, pretty fun run in from White Mountain.
Yeah, very fun.
Right, and that was your goal, was to have fun but also to race. It was tight between three of you when you left White Mountain. And how are you feeling about the way you did finish?
No, I was very happy. It couldn't have been better.
It seems you had a lot of fun in your rookie year. You're the rookie of the year in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Talk about what that means to you.
I don't know. It's just a lot of fun, and I had a race plan, and we followed it. It's all good.
Well, congratulations. It's always great to have Norwegian competitors here, and you're definitely keeping with tradition with strong competition and coming in here with a really strong dog team. So thanks for coming, and welcome to Nome.
Thank you.
Your life, Seth Olsom, placing seventh in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Just ahead of Jake Berkowitz, who came in eighth. Again, Your Life, Seth Olsom is the rookie of the year for 2013. And Jake Berkowitz finishes with his top finish so far in his career in eighth place. In the past, in 2011, he came in 31st and scratched last year. So great competition, great action here at Front Street in Nome. A lot going on, a lot of smiles, a lot of cheering. If you want to check it out, come on down to the Burled Arch. Reporting on Front Street for Iditarod 2013, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.